Well, I took this role of picking a running mate incredibly seriously. I'm picking more than just a running mate for a campaign season. This isn't just a calculation on how to win an election. I'm choosing a partner who's best situated to help me deliver on our shared vision for the future of Maryland. And Delmon is a candidate with a breadth of experience working to defend social justice causes and to create progressive change for our communities. And I'm very honored to have him by my side.
I know that he was an early advocate of the same-sex of the marriage equality bill, and also appeared in commercials for Question 6. And you were a co-sponsor of the marriage equality bill, we should note. His role in that debate? What role did that play in your choosing him as your running mate?
Well, that opportunity was the first place that I really had a chance to work really closely with Pastor Coates. Our efforts to pass marriage equality in the legislature truly had one pivotal turning point, and it was the moment that Pastor Coates led a group of ministers and faith leaders to testify in favor of the law. That was the first of many causes that we have taken on together. We have joined forces to fight for improved economic development opportunities across the state. We have worked on foreclosure assistance for distressed homeowners. Delmon and I have had a strong political partnership for a couple of years now, and as I focused on who the best choice would be for implementing the vision of the future of Maryland that I've articulated over the course of this campaign so far, the answer just kept coming back to me: Pastor Delmon Coates is the right choice for you.
You know, apart from succeeding the governor if necessary, the lieutenant governor doesn't have any constitutionally defined powers. His powers are usually defined by what the governor expects of the lieutenant governor. What would you see Delmon Coates doing in a Missouri administration?
He and I are working very closely on a range of issues already. He was involved in the conversations we had on my early childhood education platform, on the investments we're going to make to eliminate the achievement gaps in our schools. He was right at the table when I was talking and framing about our jobs and economic plan, where we're going to make sure middle-class families in Maryland earn more and are taxed less. We're going to be talking about criminal justice reform in the coming weeks. I see Pastor Coates playing a really key role in all the big issues that we are talking about in this campaign. And over the course of our opportunity to govern, we'll divide up portfolios based on where our talents and interests lie. But this is truly a partnership. We're going to work on many things together.
Delegate, I'll ask a question I'm sure you've been asked before, but on the geography question, especially some folks in Baltimore City are a little concerned that there is not a Baltimore City candidate either for governor or lieutenant governor on the Democratic side. How can they be guaranteed that their interests will be heard in a Missouri Coates administration where you have the governor from Montgomery County and the lieutenant governor from Prince George's County?
That's an easy one, Robert, because I have, prior to ever getting in the race for governor, have already engaged deeply in a range of issues impacting the city. I was involved early on in the effort to reject funding for building new youth jail in the city, and was part of a team of people that put pencil to paper to figure out innovative approaches on school construction financing for the city. I have my entire going on 8 years in the General Assembly focused on a range of issues that are important to the city of Baltimore, because I see the city as a place where so many of our challenges and opportunities rest, and that Baltimore, the entire state of Maryland is not successful unless Baltimore is successful. And so I've already shown that level of commitment and interest in Baltimore. I reject the notion that someone has to live in a community to care about it. All 24 jurisdictions of this state matter. We are one Maryland. And the significance that Baltimore is going to play in a Missouri administration cannot be underscored.
I'll ask you one campaign-related question. Yesterday, Attorney General Gansler came out with a proposal, or asked his asked you and Lieutenant Governor Brown not to accept any outside money for the campaign. In his words, it would run a clean campaign. Any thoughts on that?
I've been really busy preparing for this big week for our campaign and haven't had a chance to really focus on the issue raised by the other candidate. We'll take a look and have a response down the road. But in general, I have always been a candidate that believes in transparency, open government, and giving more power to the people. And that's the kind of campaign I'm going to be running.